Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, just happy to be here, Bob.
Doug, always great to talk about the news with you.
Yeah, although I got to tell you, there's not that much in the news that has me all that interested today.
No?
Not a whole lot.
I thought there were a lot of things going on.
No. I would like to open with a preemptive thank you to Barack Obama.
Oh.
Because he's given his big speech tonight.
Yeah.
Well, he's only going to ask for, I think, $300 or $400 billion in additional stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
And Maxine Waters had asked for $1 trillion.
Yeah.
So
thank
you.
Saving us half a trillion.
Yes. He's going to save or create $600 billion. I do believe in his speech tonight.
Save or create.
I think so. So thank you, Mr. Obama, in advance.
Yeah.
Although it could be $500 billion by the time the speech goes.
It shows fiscal restraint.
That's right.
And,
it's funny how the people in our government, they talk about restraining the rate of growth as if that we're saving money. So I guess
that's the norm, isn't it?
Yeah, we should thank Barry.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate it.
We should.
So, all right, now, but I really want to talk about the big debate because that is, that's going to be the topic.
The Republican presidential nomination debate?
No. I'm talking about a debate in which no liberals were involved.
Oh.
In which no liberals will be involved. The big debate tonight at 7 p.m. at the Holly Street Church of Christ.
On baptism.
A debate on baptism. Is it necessary for salvation?
If you are in the Denver metropolitan area and you could make it out to this Church of Christ, Will Duffy and I will be debating two teachers from a local Church of Christ.
Right.
And the topic is water baptism required for salvation?
Right.
And baptism is very divisive issue.
It is. There's sprinklers, there's dunkers, there's the no baptism at all type folks.
Yeah. There's baptized infants, baptized adults, and it
depends on... The Mormons baptize for the dead.
For the dead, it depends on the formula. Do you baptize only in the name of Jesus or in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Does your baptism transfer with your church membership? All these issues, and what does it accomplish?
And I don't mean to... That was funny, but I don't mean to laugh because it is. I mean, it's a serious topic.
These issues, each one of these issues, split Christians and stop fellowship.
Right, right.
And the New Testament did warn us, Paul warned us, of divisiveness in the body of Christ, and he connected that with baptism.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. There is just enormous division among Christians through centuries over this ritual that takes about 5 minutes out of, let's say, an 80-year lifespan.
Yeah. You know, I've never been baptized in water.
Mm.
I almost got baptized in Israel, but I looked at the Jordan River and I thought, I'm not getting in there.
Ooh.
It was nasty looking.
Well, Doug, Chris and Aaron, they're the guys we're going to debate. Chris Peltz and Aaron Earhart.
Solid, solid guys.
Oh,
good
yeah. They love the Lord.
Not liberals.
Aaron has written a pro-life book.
Oh,
that we've linked to.
Praise the Lord.
And we're very excited about both of them and their love for God and
sharing
the
in-house debate.
Yeah. And they're going to maintain that water baptism is required for salvation. And Will Duffy and I, we are going to defend from the scriptures to the best of our ability the position that baptism, that salvation is by grace through faith alone, without works of any kind, not even getting down into the water and getting baptized.
Right.
It's salvation is by grace through faith alone. Faith is something that you do with your mind.
Right.
And that if you believe in your heart that God has raised Christ from the dead, if you trust in Christ's death and resurrection, you will be saved. So that's the position that Will Duffy and I will be defending.
Well, that's going to be a lively debate. That's going to be 7 p.m. this evening at the Holly Street Church of Christ in Denver.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about baptism. So
I've
got a way you can warm up here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell the audience about some of the incredible Bible teaching materials you've put out over the past 20 years
Well,
or
that
so.
Could help because of our telethon this month.
That could help a lot more with the telethon.
The BEL telethon.
That's right.
Which our goal is to raise $20,000. We're at 9%, $1,800.
Okay, and we're eight days into the month here.
Yeah, so we're almost at $2,000. That'll be 10%. So, Doug, here's some of the DVDs. You see them in front of you. They're a lot of fun. We have so many Bible teaching materials and just really neat things. So how about we start with forgiveness? This DVD on forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
It's not the typical Christian teaching on forgiveness.
No, because
this digs a little bit deeper into the scriptures.
Most Christian teachings on forgiveness would be just one or two lines, you know, forgive everyone. And
forgive everyone automatically.
All the time.
Right. Right. And repentance is unnecessary.
Right.
It's superfluous. It doesn't matter if people repent or not, just forgive them automatically.
Yeah.
And what happens when the church has been teaching that is an increasing number of unbelievers think, well, if Christians are right, God is a forgiving God, and so he's not going to send me to hell. He's not going to judge me.
No.
Because Christians forgive everybody automatically, and they're supposed to represent God. So millions of unbelievers in America say that, well, God is a God of love, and he's not going to judge me, and there is no hell.
Right.
So this forgiveness, I think, is out of control.
Yeah, well, it threatens the credibility of the entire religion. If repentance is superfluous,
yeah,
then yeah, it really undermines the whole gospel message.
And Jesus said, if someone sins against you, forgive him automatically.
No, I read that. It was in Luke, and it says, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him.
Oh, if he
and
repents.
There's that and a lot more.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Jesus said, if someone sins against you, automatically forgive him. And if he does it seven times, automatically forgive him. And if it's 70 times seven, automatically forgive him. Jesus said that.
Well, now that is in the Bible. That could be problematic for your position.
Except
Wait. It doesn't quite go that way, does it?
It doesn't.
No, I think
if someone sins against you, Jesus said, and if he comes and says, I repent,
then
forgive him. And if he repents seven times, or 49 times, or 490 times, Jesus did not teach that repentance is unnecessary, because if he did, he would be leading millions astray into thinking that forgiveness is automatic.
Mm.
So a Christian should have a forgiving heart, but when you forgive automatically, that's humanist psycho babble.
Ooh.
You do it for your own sake.
Yeah.
Now, I thought Christianity focused you outward for others and what's good for others,
right?
Not for your own psychobabble sake.
Right, to improve your own self-esteem because you're so forgiving.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when, you know, a church that at the drop of a hat forgives murderers in the news.
Yeah.
But if you go to that church, instead of putting money in the collection plate, you take some out each time. You'll find out how forgiving the church is.
You're going to run right up against their true forgiveness theology.
And they're judging.
That would be judging to tell you to put that money back.
I think so. So now that's our forgiveness
DVD. The forgiveness, it's a DVD.
It's a Bible teaching.
It's an hour and a half. What are we looking at here?
Yeah.
About an hour?
An hour and a half or so.
All you ever wanted to know and more about forgiveness.
Yeah, really fun.
And what, you're selling this for $100, $99?
No. The telethon will be helped tremendously. Each of these DVDs are $25.
You're practically giving these DVDs away.
The value
is far beyond a $20.
Well, the value of learning what the Bible really says about forgiveness, if we're right, and the little bit we shared already should make people think, hey, I never heard that.
Yeah, that's
and
a
if you
different.
Never heard that, and it's all throughout the Bible, I mean, the prophets, there were many people, the prophets didn't forgive, the apostles didn't forgive, that Jesus didn't forgive, that God doesn't forgive, and maybe we're greater than God and more merciful than God, and we could forgive everyone, we might as well forgive the devil, we might as well forgive the demons.
You know, there might be someone driving in their car right now who's struggling with the issue that there's a certain person in their life who hurt them that they simply have not been able to forgive, and they've been feeling terrible about it.
Right.
Well, maybe they could find out why they haven't been able to forgive
maybe
that
person. Maybe they could find out. That's exactly right. Right. And, Doug, let's say there's a marital unfaithfulness.
Ouch, yeah.
Marital unfaithfulness, and sometimes it's even more cruel to the victimized spouse to say whose husband is cheating on her with maybe her good friend, say, well, you know, you need to forgive him. Well, he hasn't repented. He's not sorry. You're going to harm him further by telling him he's forgiven.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. But to automatically forgive misleads the one who's in sin.
Yeah. And I think the people who know the Bible's teaching on forgiveness straight up, not the politically correct Hillary Clinton version of theology.
That dominates the evangelical Christian world.
Yeah, I think they're way more emotionally healthy.
Yeah.
Way more
healthy. I think you're right.
I think there's a lot of emotional dysfunction in the church. I don't know if anybody could argue with that.
No, I
there's a lot of it. And I think a lot of it is based on the psychobabble that passes for Bible teaching today. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278.
You can call 1-800-836-9278. You could go to KGOV.com. You can make a donation. You can purchase any of the – you don't need to just make a donation. Purchase some of the products.
Yeah, or get a subscription to our DVDs, our topical DVDs. You'll get one every month.
Absolutely.
Or two.
One of the DVDs you'd get if you were to subscribe would be your teaching on the Bible, divorce and remarriage.
Yes.
Very, very
– big topic. Wow. Last time I got a request for information from this DVD – Doug was 15 minutes before showtime.
Yeah, I believe
from a longtime listener. And Bob, my church teaches that divorce and remarriage are always sinful,
right.
That remarriage is always sinful. And could you share with me? And Doug, this DVD, this presentation has Bible verses that the vast majority of Christians have never heard, don't know exist, and you could read. I've read probably almost a dozen books on marriage and divorce.
Yeah.
I don't think not a one of them use these important verses on divorce and remarriage that God puts in the Bible that we include with this DVD.
Yeah. And you know, you have to give a warning with this DVD because something's going to happen to people. They're going to see these verses. They're going to not believe they're there, like what happened to me. And then I went to the Bible and I opened it up and there they were. There were the verses right there, and I read the chapter before and the chapter after, and I realized not only are the verses there, he's presenting them in context.
Thank you, Doug.
So it might help to just let folks know that you might come across some things that you might have missed. And one of the things I love about your teaching, I mentioned this about Mount Moriah the other day. You went through the scriptures on Ornan, the Jebusite, and the threshing floor. And I thought, how could I have possibly missed that? I've read the Bible. And I went back and I said, look, there's this thread that goes through the entire scripture about this mountain.
Yeah, Mount Moriah.
And there are so many topics that you cover, Bob, where you take that thread through the scriptures.
It goes through the scriptures.
It's amazing.
So you could tell that this is intentional on God's part.
Absolutely.
And so we've got that DVD we talked about last time, Mount Moriah. It's such a fun DVD, the evidence for the resurrection.
Tremendous.
And here, this is painful but important.
It is.
God did not intend divorce from the beginning.
God hates divorce, I believe.
But
that's in the Bible.
He didn't intend other tragic things that are a result of sin, like the death penalty, like disciplining children.
Right.
There are many things that reality hits in a fallen world, and God, out of mercy, He does regulate, showing it's not inherently sinful to divorce and to remarry.
Right. Tremendous, tremendous resource. If you have struggled through divorce.
Whoa, breaking news right here on Bob and Yurt Live.
You're making that up.
This is hot off the wire, Doug.
The Mississippi Supreme Court has just ruled that Amendment 26 will be on the ballot in Mississippi.
In November.
The personhood amendment.
This is September 8th.
That is the biggest news of the day.
We're talking about 2 months from now. There's going to be a vote in Mississippi.
The most pro-life state in the union.
Personhood Mississippi, Personhood USA.
Wow.
They're fighting the battle along with Don Wildman and Tim Wildman and the American Family Association.
And Les Riley out there.
Les Riley, the whole Personhood crew.
Tremendous.
And, Doug, we're so thankful that the Personhood amendments that started in Colorado are catching on. In fact, Ohio just started a petition.
Ohio's getting after
this
it.
Week.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, really exciting.
Incredible.
All right, so in Evergreen, on line one here, it's about forgiveness.
Oh, okay. Well, let's
go to Mike. Mike, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Doug's with us too.
I flipped over the station and caught the tail end of your discussion on forgiveness.
Yeah.
And, thanks for listening.
And I caught the statement that it is psychobabble to automatically forgive somebody.
I believe that's what you said, psychobabble. I think there was another adjective, but psychobabble.
Yeah, I believe that, Mike. Doug and I have looked at this question of forgiveness in the scriptures for many years, and there are many, many Bible verses that Christians generally just omit. And so when you take them all together, you find out that God doesn't forgive people automatically, regardless of whether they repent and turn toward him. Mm. And we are to forgive like Christ forgives, yes, but repentance is not superfluous. It's not irrelevant. It's not unnecessary. But go ahead.
Okay, Bob, I agree with the fact that repentance is necessary. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with what I had heard, but I would ask if you could then clear up for me how you marry your statement with the statement from Christ on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them."
Yes, absolutely.
For they know not what they do. I'll hang up and I'll listen to you respond.
Well, all right. Thanks,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Good question.
We do this, of course, in our forgiveness DVD.
So this will be a little preview of the DVD.
Yeah. And, Doug, Jesus was God, the creator and the savior.
Right.
Those who were putting him to death, the Romans, Pontius Pilate and the Roman soldiers, mm-hmm. and the Jewish leaders who shouted, "Crucify him,
right.
crucify him."
Yeah.
They were guilty of murder because they were killing an innocent man.
Right.
But they were also putting to death the creator God, their savior. And they should have known that, but they didn't. And so in the Bible, if you commit a crime and you cause other damage that you're unaware of, mm-hmm. you should be punished for that other damage also. But Jesus said, "They know not what they do." Mm. Father, forgive them for this, that they're crucifying their Savior. Don't hold that against them. But you know what, Doug? The people who put the Lord to death,
right.
the vast majority, as far as we know from the story of Scripture, mm-hmm. they all went to hell. It's not as though God forgave them of all their sins and they all went to heaven.
No.
If repentance is not necessary, they'd all go to heaven because their sins were forgiven. Even the criminal on the cross next to the Lord, the one did repent.
Right.
The other did not. The one who did not went to hell. So
right.
Jesus was not offering a blanket forgiveness. They did not realize that he was the savior of the world, that they were crucifying
their very own
their
creator.
God.
Right.
And then Stephen in Acts also repeated the same formula, because when he was being stoned, the leaders, the Sanhedrin and the Apostle Paul, they did not realize that the status of Israel as a nation was hanging in the balance.
Right.
Stephen knew it. Mm. And then if you read the book of Acts, then God turns to the Gentiles,
right?
Which is, you know, a main part of the story of the book of Acts.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow,
so,
good stuff.
Doug, let's go to the next video, and then we'll get to another caller. And you could help by making a donation, by getting some of these DVDs, checking out our store online, or just calling into the show.
Yeah.
1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So, Doug, we have a series of DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
That are really fun.
Christianity 101.
101.
Yeah.
And there are four DVDs. Each one has a different class, different topic. Maybe you could mention the topics.
Christianity 101 starts with the Bible itself and God. Mm-hmm. Pretty good place to start.
Yeah.
For Christianity 101.
Yeah. So those are two different topics, right?
Yeah. We got two topics
first,
on the very first
the Bible itself,
DVD.
And then God. All right.
So we're going to learn about the Bible and the nature of God. And then part two is created beings and the Old Testament, the
created
second
created beings like angels and human beings.
Right, right.
And the Old Testament. All right.
And then the third class in Christianity 101 goes over the New Testament and the overall plot of the Bible, and in parentheses, you have dispensations.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have heard that dispensation is a bad word. In the Bible, house rules. The house rules, it's the economy. God had house rules for the household of Israel,
right?
For the house of Israel, and he has house rules for the household of faith, the body of Christ. Like Israel had to circumcise.
I remember that he was pretty adamant about that.
Yeah.
God sought to even kill Moses.
Dozens of times the Bible, God insists you have to circumcise, and even Jesus was circumcised according to the law on the eighth day. So was John the Baptist. So were the apostles. And then God tells Paul, tell the Gentile converts, don't circumcise.
Yeah.
You don't have to circumcise. So something big changed.
Something changed.
And if you don't follow the change, you're going to be advocating that people do things that are wrong.
Right. Yeah, and Christianity 101 is a great place to start. The final class DVD is, I don't know if I should mention this, Bob, because first of all, you can't get the fourth DVD unless you get the first three first.
That's
because
right.
The fourth is Christianity 101, The End Times and Hell.
End Times and Hell.
And then Eternal Life in Heaven, which is a better way to end that.
Yeah, you know? Eternal Life
It's not about the end times for us, right?
No.
The end times is just the beginning, really.
Yeah, so Eternal Life in Heaven. It's really, really enjoyable. To get an overview of Christianity, Christianity 101 in eight classes, eight sessions, each one for an hour,
yep.
And it's on four DVDs. And
the equivalent of 2 years at any theological seminary. Well, wait a minute. I can't really say that because a lot of the stuff you wouldn't get at the seminary.
Well, it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's real fun to take God's word seriously and to follow the story of the Bible. There's so much safety in focusing on the story.
Mm.
So much safety.
And that's one of the biggest blessings of your ministry in my life is that you have related Scripture as an overall story where you can relate to this part of the story.
We look at the big
picture. That part of the story.
So four DVDs, 25 each, $100 to Bob and Your Life Telethon.
$100?
Yeah.
Now, what's 2 years at a seminary is going to cost you? $40,000.
Yeah.
We're talking $100.
And Doug, if there's an unbeliever listening, Mount Moriah, we send for free. We have for 20 years.
Yeah.
We send it for free because on that DVD is the truth that leads to eternal life, the evidence for the resurrection. And so if you're a Christian and you want it, we ask you to buy it. But if somebody wants our materials and they can't afford it, we have said this for 20 years, whatever you can afford, because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to stop people from learning God's word if they want to, and we're able to make it available.
Yeah, and for those of you in the audience who do have the funds, and you know, we get calls here every day from unbelievers, from people who are seeking, you can help them get the materials by making a donation to Bob and Your Art Live. Go to KGOV.com and go to the store, buy some products, or make a donation, KGOV.com. Do it right now.
Thanks, Doug.
And let's go now to Nathaniel on line two in Aurora, Colorado. Nathaniel, speak your mind.
Hello, brothers. How you doing, Bob? Hello,
good.
God bless all.
Good.
Bob, me and you have talked before on this. First of all, Bob, do you have unforgiveness in your heart toward anyone?
Are there people I have not forgiven?
Yes.
That's a great question. Let me think. Barack Obama...
Pat
promotes
Schroeder.
Homosexuality
to
young people in America. He advocates the killing of innocent children.
Mm.
I have not forgiven Barack Obama.
He's the only one.
No, there are others.
God, well, I had a whole list ready.
Bob,
but I'm starting there.
You could be on your way to hell, my brother.
Oh.
And Bob, one more thing, Bob. Do you still believe that hell is not real fire?
All right, Nathaniel. I believe in eternal hell. We're not going to change topic. Let's stay on.
It's a real fire, though.
Okay. Say goodbye to Nathaniel.
I think
Doug, you'll have to
anyway.
Play the devil's advocate.
Okay, I'll be the devil's
right?
advocate.
Nathaniel just said that I'm going to hell.
The fact that you have not found it in your heart
because,
to forgive Barack Obama shows that you have not reached a level of spirituality that would allow you to enter into heaven.
So when the apostles have not forgiven other people, when they rebuke other people, when Paul really wants to throw the book at, say, Alexander the coppersmith, for example.
Oh, yeah.
When he rebukes people.
Mm-hmm.
When he slams Peter, he says, now Peter's an apostle.
Yeah.
And Paul said that Peter was a hypocrite, and he withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed because he was not being truthful about the gospel. That's in Galatians 2.
That was a strong
rebuke.
It's
pretty harsh rebuke.
Yes, a strong rebuke.
And so rebuking, condemning, the scriptures, we have a teaching, it's online, Nicer Than God. We have it on an MP3 CD, a whole seminar.
Yeah.
And what happens is Christians have become nicer than God.
Mm.
And God doesn't forgive everyone. So should you be angry? No, you shouldn't be angry, but the Bible says without cause.
That's right.
You shouldn't be angry without cause. Should you forgive? Sure, you should have a forgiving heart, but Jesus said, if he repents. So we need to take all the scriptures into account.
Mm-hmm.
And many Christians are focusing on cliches.
Yeah.
The cliches prevail over God's word. So when Jesus says, judge with righteous judgment.
He said, judge?
Yeah, that's discounted.
You never hear that one, but you hear Matthew 7 all the time. Judge
you
not,
do.
Lest
when
you
Jesus
judged.
Said, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And then he says, if he sins against you seven times and seven times returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Well, the repentance, why does the Lord put that in there? Because God doesn't forgive people who don't repent. But when you become nicer than God, really, it's a self-righteousness, and you're becoming greater than God.
Oh, yeah.
Greater than God.
And it's harmful to the person who's in that sin not to be told the truth and to be rebuked and to be expected to repent.
Child molesters, unrepentant child molesters. And Doug, I've had the opportunity to pray with people. In fact, speaking of a child molester in Jefferson County Jail, I was in a full-time jail ministry years ago.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was unrepentant. And Doug, we had nightly Bible studies with him. And he was so proud and arrogant, even in his sin.
Mm.
And we told him that we did not forgive him and God did not forgive him. And after about 4 weeks, you know, this guy finally broke down in tears and asked God to forgive him.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it really is great. And you know what? We don't have the standing.
You loved him into the kingdom of heaven. You
loved
him
enough to tell him the truth, not so that he would like me so I would feel good.
No.
A lot of Christian theology is feel-good psychobabble.
Mm.
It's very destructive.
But we've got a tremendous... Now, we're running out of time, so quickly, I do want to mention Terry's Call, one of the foundational teachings of the ministry. A homosexual who called you, who was angry, who hated you, and you rebuked him. And, I don't want to give it all away.
I didn't forgive him.
You didn't forgive him automatically.
He came to the Lord, and what a beautiful story.
Yeah.
And he had full-blown AIDS, and we invited him out to Colorado, and we sent him money. You probably sent some.
It was an amazing...
Just an amazing testimony. Terry's Call.
A DVD definitely worth getting.
On converting a homosexual.
How to witness to someone who's into some hardcore sin. And then, of course, another of the foundational teachings, Amy's Call, witnessing forcefully...
Yeah,
to a proud unbeliever.
So those eight DVDs right there, that would be $25 each, would be $200 toward our telethon.
Yeah.
And that would bring us up to $2,000 toward our $20,000 goal. And what a vitally important goal.
And if somebody wants to call in and make a donation so that we can specifically send the forgiveness DVD to Nathaniel, who called in from Aurora, we will make that happen for a $20
donation. Could we get his address? Maybe we could get his address. If somebody wants to buy the forgiveness DVD.
And send it to Nathaniel.
Or two, one for you and one for Nathaniel.
There you go.
We'll send
it
to
Nathaniel.
Or you
can get this whole everything we talked about today for a mere
all
$200 donation.
For $200.
For you, friends, and family. Definitely worthwhile.
You
it will
on KGov.com. We'll list these DVDs and Christianity 101, I think you'll enjoy. And The Banquet a week from Saturday. Alan Keyes, Tom Tancredo, Kevin Swanson.
It's Bob Enyar.
It's going to be a great night, Doug.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're going
to
be there?
Hope to see all of you there.
Is your table full?
Not yet, but it's filling up quickly.
All right, my table. If somebody wants to sit at Bob Enyar Live table, please call Colorado Right to Life, 753-9394, and join us. God bless you.